You're listening to LOL Radio. It's time for us to chat to our first guest of the night here. Let's see who we have on the phone. It's Rob Orton. G'day, how's it going?
Hello, how you doing?
Not too badly. Welcome to Australia, first up, but to LOL Radio as well.
Thank you very much. Great to be here. I saw some big bats for the first time last night.
Oh, okay. we're based here in Colac, which is kind of down the highway from Melbourne, and have our own bit of a bat plague, but how was the bat experience for you?
It was absolutely fantastic. I mean, I'm from a place called York in England, and you get little bats flying around at night time. But, I mean, I was walking back from a gig. I did a gig in a place called Catfish Comedy last night, and that was a good time. And then I was walking back, and it was like there was things crawling around in the trees. And I looked, and there was a massive fruit bat.
Yep.
And, I mean, that might seem quite commonplace to you, but I mean, when you haven't seen one of those before,
it's a bit of a wake up.
Absolutely incredible. I feel like getting a banana and going down and feeding them, but I don't know if that is wise.
Yeah, well, you never know, you might come back with a pet bat all of a sudden. But you're here in town for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which you're no stranger to.
No, I took part in this last year. I did a show called New Order that was like a three-hander with two other English comics, and we did 20 minutes each. And then the people from the festival came and saw my show at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival and liked it and asked me to come over here and do it. So, yeah, it's great to get to do my full hour, because what I do is kind of, there's kind of light and shade in the show.
Yeah.
Some of it's a bit more like there's a couple of poems in there, and this is the show. My show is called The Rob Orton Show, and it's like the 10th show I've done on a specific theme. The first show I ever did was all about the colour yellow. It was called The Yellow Show, and it was just about the colour yellow.
Yep.
It lasted for an hour, and this is my 10th one. And I feel like I should have started with the Rob Orton Show.
to explain.
Scraping the barrel. I should have thought, I'll just do a show on the colour yellow. But
You have had, as you say, different theme shows, the sleep show, the hair show. But now you, it's the show all about you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I feel like I'm old enough now to kind of look back at my past. It's all, you know, it's like in the rearview mirror, and I can get a bit of perspective on it of my, like some of the stuff growing up. And there's a few stories and quite a few firsts in it, like first memory, first girlfriend, first job, first gigs and things like that. And I really enjoyed just kind of thinking about some of the stuff that's been rattling around in my head for ages. You know, these memories, strange memories that we kind of cling on to that nobody else in the world remembers because they're specific to us in our lives. And it was only when I started vocalizing those that they kind of... it made me realise that the more, it's quite widely known that the more specifically you talk about your own life, the more people can relate to it.
The connections, yeah. It's like those things that, you know, pop up on social media, and then all of a sudden there's this swarm of, oh my God, I haven't thought of that in eons.
Absolutely. And that's it. It's quite surprising, really, what clicks with people. And I did loads of work in progress shows of this, and then did it at the Edinburgh Festival. So I was just kind of putting things in, taking bits out, and then just finding all the bits that kind of resonated the most with people. And but, you know, I've got a show tonight, and I think that's one of my favourite things about live performance, is that you never know what's going to happen, you know. Just because it resonated with someone last night doesn't mean that it's going to work tonight.
And yep.
The unpredictable nature of it is just chaos, really. And I think that's kind of good. It makes me, it toughens me up, and just thinks, you know, you've got to commit to what you're doing. I really love Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Yep,
one of his big lines is like, commit to your own derangement. And I'm fully on board with that.
Well, that is the magic, though, of being in a live comedy show. Like, from the audience point of view, it is that moment in time, everyone sharing that same experience.
Yeah. Well, that's when the room really comes to life, when, for me, like, you know, when people know that they're experiencing something unique that's never going to happen again, has never happened before, because it's just like that lightning in a bottle thing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Capturing it, and I think that's what keeps people getting, I think that's what keeps getting people on stage, is just trying to find that, the magic, and because, you know, once you have that experience once of the different elements coming together and it making something special, you think, oh wow, I want to try and get that again. And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. I think it's like, you know, when sometimes you go out for maybe you bump into one of your mates in the street, and then you phone another mate up, and then you find yourself in a bar or something, and you have a really brilliant evening, and then you're like, oh, let's do it again. And it's never, you know, it's that spontaneous.
Trying to capture the magic here. Yeah. well, this particular show, you're here for the full run of the festival, but are you popping up in other lineup shows and things like that? I know you said you were at Catfish last night.
Yeah. I went out to Williamstown.
Oh, yes.
I did a show there in their town hall that was great. It was like a 20-minute set, and that was really nice. I enjoyed that. And just other spots around Melbourne, like I was in the Capitol Theatre, I think. And that was great. And yeah, it's just been, it's interesting. There's certainly a difference between UK audiences and Melbourne audiences. I feel like here, people, they want to laugh. Like, they're there, and it's like there's this is like a bubble of positivity, and it's there, and you've just got to try to burst it somehow. It's like they actually want you to be funny, whereas in England it's a bit more like, are you funny?
Yeah.
Show us.
You hear some pretty scary stories coming out of Edinburgh Fringe, of certain venues in particular being renowned for almost dragging comics off stage as they are coming on.
Yeah, it can be quite full on, but I feel lucky to have done the Edinburgh Fringe so much, and just the trial and error of doing comedy, of like trying something on stage and it working or not working, and then trying to create a spontaneous moment again and trying to fake it, you know. But yeah, Edinburgh's great, but I mean, I love Melbourne. What a city, Jesus! It's I mean, the food, the I can't believe, like, the plants are so alive here. It's like the sun's on a higher wattage, you know.
It is particularly around festival time. It does come to life, exactly. Yeah. But your show is, say, the Rob Orton show. Full run of the festival through to the 21st of April, except for Mondays. And you're up at the Town Hall?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm in a room called the Flag Room. It's got 70 capacity, and it's been going well so far. When I first came here, I thought it was just going to be me doing it, to me and the sound technician, but luckily it hasn't been like that. And hopefully, I believe in the show enough to hope that some word of mouth will get going. And I think because what I do is quite specific, I think it's what the people who like it will tell their friends about it, and then the people who don't like it. What happens with my shows is, like, the people who like it come back, and the
yes.
people who don't like it don't come back, and
yep.
I'm so pleased it is that way round, you know?
Not the other.
Yeah, exactly. It would be absolutely brutal, wouldn't it? Have you seen Rob Orton? Yeah, he was absolutely rubbish. Are you going back this year? Yeah, I'll be there.
I'll punish myself again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but no, I've been really enjoying it, and it's a real privilege, you know, to get to come to Australia and try and soak up a bit of the culture, and I'm having a great time. Yeah,
awesome. Well, thank you so much for having a chat on the show tonight. If folks want to hear a bit from you, they can go and see the show. But you also have a podcast as well.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast, and that is a Just a short poem or story every day. I first did it in 2020. For the full year, which kind of, it was lockdown, so I had a lot more time then to do it. Whereas I've started doing it this year, and yeah, it's going good. I mean, I just, it's a really good home for my
thoughts ideas, and stuff. Really. Yeah, good place to try out ideas.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's a good. And there's an, if people are listening and like, oh, I wonder where I start with that, there's an episode called Jupiter that's, I think, about number 11, episode 11, and that's probably a good place to start with it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for chatting tonight, and we'll pop this up as a podcast as well after the show tonight, but best of luck with the run.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. That is Rob Orton on LOL Radio. We'll be back with more of the Melbourne International Comedy Party Festival edition here of the show right after this.